This is the reading for January 22nd. Psalm 22. My God, my God, why have you rejected me? You seem far from saving me, far from the words of my groaning. My God, I call to you during the day, but you do not answer. I call at night, I am not silent. You sit as the Holy One, the praises of Israel are your throne. Our ancestors trusted you, they trusted and you saved them. They called to you for help and you rescued. They trusted you and were not disappointed. But I am like a worm instead of a man. People make fun of me and hate me. Those who look at me laugh. They stick out their tongues and shake their heads. They say, "Turn to the Lord for help. Maybe he will save you. If he likes you, maybe he will rescue you." You had my mother give birth to me. You made me trust you while I was just a baby. I have leaned on you since the day I was born. You have been my God since my mother gave me birth. So don't be far away from me. Now trouble is near, and there is no one to help. People have surrounded me like angry bulls, like the strong bulls of Bashan. They are on every side. Like hungry, roaring lions, they open their mouths at me. My strength is gone, like water poured out onto the ground, and my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It has melted inside me. My strength has dried up like a clay pot, and my tongue sticks to the top of my mouth. You laid me in the dust of death. Evil people have surrounded me. Like dogs, they have trapped me. They have bitten my arms and legs. I can count all my bones. People look and stare at me. They divided my clothes among them, and they threw lots for my clothing. But Lord, don't be far away. You are my strength. Hurry to help me. Save me from the sword. Save my life from the dogs. Rescue me from the lion's mouth. Save me from the horns of the bulls. Then I will tell my fellow Israelites about you. I will praise you in the public meeting. Praise the Lord, all you who respect him, all you descendants of Jacob, honor him. Fear him, all you Israelites. He does not ignore those in trouble. He doesn't hide from them, but listens when they call out to him. Lord, I praise you in the great meeting of your people. These worshipers will see me do what I promised. Poor people will eat until they are full. Those who look to the Lord will praise him. May your hearts live forever. People everywhere will remember and will turn to the Lord. All the families of the nations will worship him, because the Lord is king and he rules the nations. All the powerful people on earth will eat and worship. Everyone will bow down to him. All who will one day die, the people in the future will serve him. They will always be told about the Lord. They will tell that he does what is right. People who are not yet born will hear what the Lord has done. Genesis chapter 43. Still no food grew in the land of Canaan. When Jacob's family had eaten all the grain they had brought from Egypt, Jacob said to them, "Go to Egypt again and buy a little more grain for us to eat." But Judah said to Jacob, "The governor of that country strongly warned us, 'If you don't bring your brother back with you, you will not be allowed to see me. If you will send Benjamin with us, we will go down and buy food for you. But if you refuse to send Benjamin, we will not go. The governor of that country warned us that we would not see him if we didn't bring Benjamin with us.'" Israel said, "Why did you tell the man you had another brother? You have caused me a lot of trouble." The brothers answered, "He questioned us carefully about ourselves and our family. He asked us, 'Is your father still alive? Do you have another brother?' We just answered his questions. How could we know he would ask us to bring our other brother to him?" Then Judah said to his father Jacob, "Send Benjamin with me, and we will go at once, so that we, you, and our children may live and not die. I will guarantee you that he will be safe, and I will be personally responsible for him. If I don't bring him back to you, you can blame me all my life. If we had not wasted all this time, we could have already made 2 trips. Then their father Jacob said to them, "If it has to be that way, then do this. Take some of the best food in our land in your packs. Give them to the man as a gift. Some balm, some honey, spices, myrrh, pistachio nuts, and almonds. Take twice as much money with you this time, and take back the money that was returned to you in your sacks last time. Maybe it was a mistake. And take Benjamin with you. Now leave and go to the man. I pray that God Almighty will cause the governor to be merciful to you, and that he will allow Simeon and Benjamin to come back with you. If I am robbed of my children, then I am robbed of them." So the brothers took the gifts. They also took twice as much money as they had taken the first time, and they took Benjamin. Then they hurried down to Egypt and stood before Joseph. When Joseph saw Benjamin with them, he said to the servant in charge of his house, "Bring these men into my house, kill an animal, and prepare a meal. Those men will eat with me today at noon." The servant did as Joseph told him and brought the men to Joseph's house. The brothers were afraid when they were brought to Joseph's house and thought, "We were brought here because of the money that was put in our sacks on the first trip. He wants to attack us, make us slaves, and take our donkeys." So the brothers went to the servant in charge of Joseph's house and spoke to him at the door of the house. They said, "Master, we came here once before to buy food. While we were going home, we stopped for the night, and when we opened our sacks, each of us found all his money in his sack. We brought that money with us to give it back to you, and we have brought more money to pay for the food we want to buy this time. We don't know who put that money in our sacks." But the servant answered, "It's all right, don't be afraid. Your God, the God of your father, must have put the money in your sacks. I got the money you paid me for the grain last time." Then the servant brought Simeon out to them. The servant led the men into Joseph's house and gave them water, and they washed their feet. Then he gave their donkeys food to eat. The men prepared their gift to give to Joseph when he arrived at noon, because they had heard they were going to eat with him there. When Joseph came home, the brothers gave him the gift they had brought into the house and bowed down to the ground in front of him. Joseph asked them how they were doing. He said, "How is your aged father you told me about? Is he still alive?" The brothers answered, "Your servant, our father, is well. He is still alive." And they bowed low before Joseph to show him respect. When Joseph saw his brother Benjamin, who had the same mother as he, Joseph asked, "Is this your youngest brother you told me about?" Then he said to Benjamin, "God be good to you, my son." Then Joseph hurried off because he had to hold back the tears when he saw his brother Benjamin. So Joseph went into his room and cried there. Then he washed his face and came out. He controlled himself and said, "Serve the meal." So they served Joseph at one table, his brothers at another table, and the Egyptians who ate with him at another table. This was because Egyptians did not like Hebrews and never ate with them. Joseph's brothers were seated in front of him in order of their ages, from oldest to youngest. They looked at each other because they were so amazed. Food from Joseph's table was taken to them, but Benjamin was given 5 times more food than the others. Joseph's brothers ate and drank freely with him. Genesis chapter 44. Then Joseph gave a command to the servant in charge of his house. He said, "Fill the men's sacks with as much grain as they can carry, and put each man's money into his sack with the grain. Put my silver cup in the sack of the youngest brother, along with his money for the grain." The servant did what Joseph told him. At dawn, the brothers were sent away with their donkeys. They were not far from the city when Joseph said to the servant in charge of his house, "Go after the men. When you catch up with them, say, 'Why have you paid back evil for good? The cup you have stolen is the one my master uses for drinking and for explaining dreams. You have done a very wicked thing.'" So the servant caught up with the brothers and said to them what Joseph had told him to say. But the brothers said to the servant, "Why do you say these things? We would not do anything like that. We brought back to you from the land of Canaan the money we found in our sacks. So surely we would not steal silver or gold from your master's house. If you find that silver cup and the sack of one of us, then let him die, and we will be your slaves." The servant said, "We will do as you say, but only the man who has taken the cup will become my slave. The rest of you may go free." Then every brother quickly lowered his sack to the ground and opened it. The servant searched the sacks, going from the oldest brother to the youngest, and found the cup in Benjamin's sack. The brothers tore their clothes to show they were afraid. Then they put their sacks back on the donkeys and returned to the city. When Judah and his brothers went back to Joseph's house, Joseph was still there. So the brothers bowed face down on the ground before him. Joseph said to them, "What have you done? Didn't you know that a man like me can learn things by signs and dreams?" Judah said, "Master, what can we say, and how can we show we are not guilty? God has uncovered our guilt, so all of us will be your slaves, not just Benjamin." But Joseph said, "I will not make you all slaves. Only the man who stole the cup will be my slave. The rest of you may go back safely to your father." Then Judah went to Joseph and said, "Master, please let me speak plainly to you, and please don't be angry with me. I know that you are as powerful as the king of Egypt himself. When we were here before, you asked us, 'Do you have a father or a brother?' And we answered you, 'We have an old father, and we have a younger brother, who was born when our father was old. This youngest son's brother is dead, so he is the only one of his mother's children left alive. And our father loves him very much.' Then you said to us, 'Bring that brother to me, I want to see him.' And we said to you, 'That young boy cannot leave his father, because if he leaves him, his father would die.' But you said to us, 'If you don't bring your youngest brother, you will not be allowed to see me again.' So we went back to our father and told him what you said. Later, our father said, 'Go again and buy a little more food.' We said to our father, 'We cannot go without our youngest brother. Without our youngest brother, we will not be allowed to see the governor.' Then my father said to us, 'You know that my wife Rachel gave me two sons. When one son left me, I thought, surely he has been torn apart by a wild animal, and I haven't seen him since. Now you want to take this son away from me also. But something terrible might happen to him, and I would be miserable until the day I die. Now what will happen if we go home to our father without our youngest brother? He is so important in our father's life that when our father sees the young boy is not with us, he will die, and it will be our fault. We will cause the great sorrow that kills our father.' I gave my father a guarantee that the young boy would be safe. I said to my father, 'If I don't bring him back to you, you can blame me all my life. So now, please allow me to stay here and be your slave, and let the young boy go back home with his brothers. I cannot go back to my father if the boy is not with me. I couldn't stand to see my father that sad.'"